Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Archie Miller's Hoosiers racked up their third conference victory in a row, defeating Illinois last night at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. 78-68, Illinois made it tough for the Hoosiers. The Illini jumped out to a 5-0 lead and led 12-8 in the first half before a big 18-2 Indiana run saw them turn the tables, leading by 13 at 2 points late in the first half. The Hoosiers led 35-25 at halftime, and both teams scored 43 second-half points. The Hoosiers hanging on to victory to move to 15-12 overall, and they will now receive a first-round bye. They will not play on the first day of the Big Ten tournament coming up 2 weeks in New York City. Coach Miller has his thoughts on a tough Illinois team.
Every time that you're going to play against Illinois, I think you're going to get a chance to see, you know, just one of the harder playing teams. And as they continue to build their program, they're going to be very difficult to play against in the Big Ten moving forward. They do a great job, play really hard. There's no quitting any of their guys, and they just keep coming at you. So for us tonight to be able to battle through it, I thought we had a lot of guys step up. Give our bench credit tonight with Josh Allen, Justin in particular, did a fantastic job making big plays. And then I thought the defensive effort, for the most part, on Trent Frazier was pretty good. You know, he had really hurt us in the first one. And when he gets going, they're hard to deal with. So I thought some things were good there. All in all, we'll take it. It was a really good win for us.
Five Hoosiers scored in double figures. 38 points off the bench outscored Illinois 38-25. Indiana had their way inside with Illinois as well, outscoring the Illini 38-8 in the paint. We'll go inside the box score in our next segment and hear more from Coach Miller. But the Hoosiers, three in a row, on their way to Iowa, 2 o'clock on Saturday to take on the Hawkeyes. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Juwan Morgan for the Indiana University men's basketball program has been nothing but outstanding this entire season, and last night added another chapter to his junior year. He racked up 14 points, 10 rebounds, ho-hum, another double-double. He also added a career-tying best, 5 block shots, a career-tying best, 4 steals, 3 assists, you name it, Juwan Morgan did it. He's been the constant for Indiana. When this Hoosier team gets better, they need depth, they need extra scoring options, and they got that last night. Morgan was one of 5 players in double figures, and Freddie McSwain had 9 for Indiana. So a great job from the bench, especially Justin Smith, who scored 8 of Indiana's first 14 points. Al Durham, he hit a big 3 and a big 2, a little 5-0 personal run that took Indiana from a 14-all tie and gave them their first big lead at 19-14. And then Josh Newkirk hit some big shots late and made some good decisions. So Indiana, a complete team. Why are these guys tuned in this time of the year? Archie Miller's got an interesting answer for that question.
In particular, it shows that the team is continuing to, you know, do the right things. Coachability, working towards getting better individually, caring about everything that we do. You know, you don't have performances like that off guys off the bench if they're not completely locked in. So I think we have a locked-in team, which is good at this time of year. We're clearly playing as well as we've played all season, and that's a good sign. You know, obviously going on the road here for the next one will be very difficult, as we know, but I think the guys right now are enjoying playing with one another.
On a night where the starting backcourt had 10 turnovers, someone had to step up and make a difference, and the bench did that. Indiana heads to Iowa Saturday at 2 o'clock to take on the Hawkeyes, and as Coach mentioned, then it's off to Nebraska next Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, against the Cornhuskers. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.